open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast. All right. Well, welcome into the Pine Room Podcast, episode 141. Myself, Matt, Chris, and Jared here in the studio on a New Year's Eve. We're getting ready for all the festivities today. I know Matt had a pretty slow, quiet day at work today.
Yeah. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas again. Mm-hmm. Boy, I'll be happy when all this is over.
Man.
This football and all this stuff. I'm ready for, and Jared will agree with me, I'm ready for the dog days of summer where it's just baseball and NASCAR, and I don't have to worry about anything else during
yeah,
the week.
Yeah, I do miss that too, Matt.
Too well, much
the best time here. Of the year.
Matt, I was expecting a decent winter this year. I thought we'd get a good amount of snow. I thought, you know, we didn't see any rain during the summer, didn't see any rain during the spring. And I thought, you know what? Maybe we'll actually get a good
snowy
winter.
We actually had a drought.
And now of instead of raining in the spring or raining in the early fall or in the summer, it's raining now.
Yeah.
On December 31st, it's raining outside and it's about 50 degrees.
Usually I like this kind of weather, but it is a weird time for it. It's a cold,
Mother
cold
Nature,
rain.
She's
oh
confused.
My, look at that. Big 57's got it for Alabama.
Well, I mean, Jubb, we still have January and February.
It'll
a little bit of March.
It'll be 85 in the first week of February.
It snowed on opening day last year, baseball, April 4th.
It might never snow again.
Well,
I might die and
it
never snow
Westlake baseball
again.
Opening weekend. It'll
snow. Oh, man.
That's usually
there was never. I tell you what, it would be like.
This is a Westlake baseball day out here today.
Yeah. It would be. I said it's a little bit 40, too warm.
47 and rain.
Yeah, it's too warm.
Yeah, Jubb, how about on your tombstone, knowing you're buried in snow? We can't even see it.
Yeah, that'd be all right. That'd be all right. And then, well, I'll be a little bit bitter that I'm not here to be enjoy
but
it.
You'd
but
you'd be
I guess,
smiling.
Yeah, I'd just be smiling up at the snow.
Yeah, but this is. I mean, this rain's awful.
Well, I think, I don't know about you guys, and I feel like this Christmas and New Year's holiday has felt different than it has in the past couple of years. It just hasn't really felt like a holiday to me other than people being insane.
100% agree.
And I don't feel like I had, Chris,
people
I know,
being insane?
Just being traffic and people everywhere up at the mall, not the mall, but at the Highlands. It just feels like traffic. But other than that, Chris, I know you're in the holiday. You love the holiday spirit. I didn't feel like I even sniffed the holiday spirit this year.
Jubb, I think people are in such a hurry to get to the next stupid event. It's just we just fast forward through it all. I'm with you 100%. Now it's a little bit weird because since I have a niece now, that kind of complicated things for my immediate family. So we didn't do the Christmassy things that we normally do. But like, I feel like Christmas was like 3 weeks ago when we had our Christmas party for the family.
Right.
We had our Christmas party down here. And then after that, I didn't even feel like Christmas even occurred. It was just like another day.
Happened.
It doesn't help when you work on those days either.
And that we were all sick.
Yeah,
that doesn't help either.
That messed it up.
Yeah,
well.
And you're right because I never have taken my tree down this early. It's already
no,
down.
And
you got it down. Jeez.
Yeah.
You put it up at Halloween and take it down before
New
Year's.
I didn't get it up as early this year. It was after Thanksgiving. It was like December 3rd. So it was kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
So it was okay. I mean, you know, as the years go by, I guess I'm still glad to be here and just celebrate with family and friends. And
I would say we had a good family. Like, we had a good 2 day party with our family, and then my mom's side of the family got to come over for a good Christmas Eve, and then on Christmas went to go see another part of the family.
Yeah.
So I think that togetherness, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, the party was, I enjoy the party aspect, but I'm saying outside of that, driving around, sitting at home.
There was
just
no snow,
didn't
nothing
feel,
puts you in the mood.
Yeah, it
no,
just didn't feel
thing.
Like
no, no.
Christmas.
I agree.
We had
you.
Great parties, but it just wasn't, it didn't quite get there. And then the day after Christmas, I went up to Walmart because I had to print some pictures for Hannah's gift.
I went up to Walmart the day after Christmas, and all the Christmas stuff is gone. It's all gone. It looks like the apocalypse just dawned. Valentine's all the shelves were just up there, and then they were like little bears with hearts on them. And
yeah, you
little...
know, to Matt's point about that, just rushing to the next.
Yeah.
It was probably a week or two before Christmas. I went into Dollar General, and they had a not a real big display, but they had all the Valentine stuff.
Right, and it's like that. It's once the holiday's over, it's like when you get a new toy. It's like once that new toy's out, the old toys are just throw them away, move on to the new stuff.
Do people show up for Valentine's this early? That seems it's way early.
But I don't even know what.
I mean, you only really shop for one person.
You
right.
get those
got a
little
relationship.
Box of hearts with those sayings on it.
Oh,
and
those sugar. Oh hearts. God, I hate those.
You don't like those?
No, I hate
like
them.
Like taste wise, you just didn't like them.
They always. I don't know. They taste like you're eating a little fleck of chalk.
Do you ever see the ones with the foul things?
Oh yeah,
yeah, those are good.
You would read those on the show right here.
I think my mom actually got Jared and I.
Kind of be like your shirt that you're wearing right now.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're watching this, I have a shirt that's, well, if you're not watching this, I have a shirt that just says fart on it, and this was one of my Christmas gifts this year. Probably one of my better ones.
What did you have the option to pick between?
Fart and poop. Those are my two ones that I wanted
well,
to pick.
Well, then
between.
What was it?
Oh, D&D, which is kind of the more normal.
Both come out
of
the same exit.
Exactly.
So,
but Hannah actually made this for me. She made it on her Cricut.
Yeah, I like that.
Cool. With
love.
And then when's Easter going to be displayed?
Probably.
Now, Easter's late this year, I think. It's like the end of April 28th or something.
Oh.
I think it is.
Well, then probably right after Valentine's Day.
As soon as Valentine's Day is over, or maybe the week of Valentine's Day.
Then what comes after Easter? Halloween again?
Yeah.
I mean,
Fourth of July.
Independence Day, I guess. But I don't
know.
But people don't.
That's not a gift
giving. That. Yeah.
No, that's not
a
gift.
And you don't really see a lot of decorations for that. That's like a one aisle little slot in Walmart. Other than that, I would say probably your big four are. The ones at least you're going to shop for are Valentine's Day, probably Easter, Halloween,
Christmas,
and maybe Thanksgiving would be a fifth. But even Thanksgiving kind of blends in with Halloween. But
what's that one dumb holiday they created?
Which one?
It's like and not called Lover's Day.
Friends Day or something?
No, I know what you mean.
It's about people like in relationships. It's not Valentine's.
It's like a National Girlfriend Day or
no? I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It has a stupid name and whoever invented it's stupid.
Yes,
and they should get it's like an axe handle.
What's
I'd like to see
for?
Gregor Clegane cut the person's head off
for lovers.
Like Lover's Day?
Yeah,
but
it's got a stupid name. it's an even dumber name than Lovers.
Yeah, so you just
now
have to
I got
to
look now.
National Lover's Day?
No, it's not called
it's
that.
It's like, you might... Is it something with a B, Chris?
Is it like another Valentine's Day?
Yes. It's like the minor league version of Valentine's Day.
Let's see.
Bestest Day or something? I could be wrong about this.
I'm like looking through my calendar just clicking things.
Oh, I guess there's a bunch of... For some reason now there are 7 days of Valentine's now you can celebrate.
Oh, it's a week?
Just more money.
It's a week?
Rose Day is the day before. There's 7 days before. Then it's Purpose Day, Chocolate Day, Teddy Day, Promise Day, Hug Day, Kiss Day, and then Valentine's Day.
That's
you know what
so
that sounds
weird.
Like?
Up to that?
That's
you,
so
you know what
weird.
That sounds like? Money Day, Money Day, Money Day, Money Day. Money Day.
What
money
about
day.
Hug Day? That doesn't cost anything.
No, some hugs are free.
Some guys are going to want a lot more than a hug after 7 days of gifts.
So you just
I don't think hugs going to get it done.
You just go up. No. The only thing you can do on Hug Day and Valentine's Week is just hug. There's nothing else.
Hello, I'm thankful hug. that Hannah at least that we don't put a lot of stock in Valentine's Day. So I'm happy with that.
I mean, you get a gift if you give a gift every fucking day of that shit. you should have your way with your lover. Anything you want.
I can't find this.
I also think
holiday.
I think Valentine's Day is really, really, really stupid. I think it's a really stupid holiday. I think if you have to one day just buy hundreds of dollars worth of gifts and chocolates and stupid shit, then you don't actually like the person you're with. You're just doing that just so you can say, here, I did this on Valentine's Day, leave me alone.
So why is that different? I guess because it's that actual day, but why would that be any different than the Saturday before you went out to a really nice restaurant?
right,
and celebrated or just enjoyed each other's company, a great meal.
Like went and saw a movie, hung out.
Right. But you didn't do shit on Valentine's Day and you got nothing.
Now you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. You thoughtless piece of fucking shit. That's exactly right.
You didn't do anything on Valentine's Day. You're an asshole.
But I spent $150 on dinner and a movie the week before.
But that doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
But
you're right. That's all money grab.
That is.
This person put a question on Quora. If you've never been on Quora, it's like where people ask questions, people answer. It says, am I the only one that finds Valentine's Day a stupid holiday? Why there should be their day when you celebrate your loved ones? Shouldn't that be every day? That's the question. Now, this person, Miss Thompson, who I'm sure is a right battle axe, she says, sorry, but it's impossible to go out for dinner and buy expensive flowers every single day you were together, which you shouldn't have to do that any day of the week. It would get expensive and tiring. Both of you would get bored of it. Of course you would.
Well, I think they're missing the point.
Valentine's Day is one day to be romantic, especially for couples who have been married for a long time and forget or do not have time to be romantic day in and day out.
That's dumb.
But that's not saying that you can't do that any other day of the year.
You can do it. I would say spontaneity would be better than planning it out like every other fucking asshole couple in the whole world.
Yeah, like,
go out to their fucking most expensive restaurant. Fight traffic,
crowds.
Parking, all that bullshit to eat a fucking overcooked steak and fucking pay for roses that look like shit.
Right, isn't it? Like, hey, it's a boring Saturday in July. Why don't we go out and do something fun? Right. Like that's as much as you have to do.
The Valentine's, the actual Valentine's Day, that is when you put the most effort. Like you said, in July, it doesn't matter.
No. It says, when you have kids running around, especially under 5, you have to focus on keeping them alive and do not have time to be romantic, which I don't have kids, but I don't know.
But that doesn't...
Keeping them alive.
I don't think that...
That person's patting themselves on the back a little too hard.
I don't think that totally eliminates your ability to be any...
So, but like, where do your kids go on Valentine's Day? Do they not eat that day?
Yeah, they
do. Do they not have to be cared for? Yeah, do you not have to take them to school? I mean, that's a terrible argument.
It says, so one day per year, you can take time out of your schedule and family responsibilities and focus on your partner and showing them a romantic night. Why can't you do that any other day?
And it doesn't make it special when 55 fucking million people are doing the same thing.
Yeah, everybody, yeah. I feel like it'd mean more if it was just a random day, like Jubb said, in like July, and you said, all right, let's go out to dinner and have a nice night. Also, a thing that I was thinking about, why is it that, like, say on Valentine's Day, you go to a fancy restaurant, like, you got to get like steak or
lobster
something that's
tail.
Like, why can't you get like a burger or like wings? Like,
you know what Hannah and I do on Valentine's Day? McDonald's. We go get a double cheeseburger, go get some fries, some nuggets, and that's it. I don't think anybody in their right mind should ever expect that I want to go to the fucking Fleur-de-Lis in Pittsburgh and spend $170 on a meal. That is probably not great.
No, it won't be because it's going to be mass produced and they're going to cut corners because they got to get so many people in and out of there. Plus, I also think that if you're dating a person, not just a girl, or girl, guy, whatever, whoever the person is,
yeah.
If they are that dependent on that and you have to go to this lavish expense, then I don't think you're with the right person.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
I think if they're upset about that, if you don't.
Or they want like the most expensive of everything.
That's probably a problem.
That's a sign that they're probably an idiot.
Yeah.
And that you're a bigger idiot for dealing with them.
Yeah, most likely an idiot.
Yeah, because depending on that, it is foolish. You could do that any day.
Correct.
And I think, too, that you would just want to spend time together. You don't have to get a diamond bracelet or a $200 meal. Just like you said, go get a fucking burger.
Yeah, and
just hang out.
Like you said, Chris, it doesn't. To me, if you go on Valentine's Day to somewhere very expensive and spend a whole day, it almost feels like you're obligated to do that. So doing that on that day, it doesn't make it special. If you went on a random day in April. And just said, hey, we're going to go take an evening, go have it. That, to me, has more meaning because you're being original and you're just taking the time to do something that not everybody in the world
is doing.
Because
everybody else is doing it.
Totally agree.
Right.
So if you go, or anyone, just say on a random in August or something, and you're out and about, and you see something that you think Hannah would like. It could be a knick-knack, anything, just whatever. and you just say to yourself, you know what, I think she would really like this. I'm going to surprise her with it.
Yeah.
And whatever it could be. It could be a $10 gift. It could be $30. It doesn't matter. And you take that to her, and she loves it, and she's going to think, damn, that was really thoughtful. I appreciate right. that.
You right. didn't need a day on the calendar to tell him
yeah,
to do
no.
this.
Exactly. That's well, I think that goes fun. A lot longer.
Well, that's
yeah.
just like
and
this.
And you feel better about it.
Right.
No, that's the way to do it. Don't copy everybody else. That's another problem with everybody's so calendar-driven in our world today. Like, tonight, everybody's got to get fucking blinded and go to a stupid party with people they don't like and they don't want to be around them. So I thank God I don't have to do that. So, but I don't know, but you guys all probably have engagements to go to this evening.
Well,
I'm very happy I don't have to go to a New Year's Eve party because I've really only ever had good time on New Year's Eve, maybe like two times in my whole life. And it's just...
I will say this. I am glad of that I'm not going out to a bar. I'm really, really glad that I'm not going out to a bar where everybody's acting like fools, trying to get the most blasted from New Year's, staying up till midnight, which I'm sure I probably will do. But I think it just is, I feel like as I get older, I feel like all the people I just want to be with are the people that I actually enjoy being around. I don't want to go out to
the numbers dwindle more each year too.
Yeah, and like this isn't a knock on Generations because I mean Luke DePlug is great and I like their food and they do a yeah. good job, but like, and it's not their fault, they just are popular on the eve of Thanksgiving. I don't want to go out on Thanksgiving Eve with people that I don't want to be around with, that I don't care about, that I don't want to see, just for the fact of going out there. And especially now that I'm with Hannah and I got friends, like, well, I've had friends my whole life, that I got friends I care about. And a gathering like our family party will always be 10 times more fun to me because it's with people I like, it's with people that I can enjoy actually having a conversation with, and I'm not just bouncing around, yeah. fighting to get a drink, spending money to get in the bar. I feel like there's more stock in just the experience than there is actually being around people that you want to be around. I don't yeah. know if anybody else
agrees. No, I agree 100%. I really despise going out on those really popular nights. I really do. Like, I'll go to the Nailer game tonight. I'll be asleep by. Well, I'll probably try to watch that football game, but I'll be cuddled up, ready to fall asleep.
That sounds so nice, Matt. Oh, it really God. Does.
And I wake up and I gotta. Oh, I have work, oh. so that does kind of suck. But like, so maybe if I didn't have to go to work tomorrow,
but
for
you
a
busy won't.
Day,
you won't feel.
But I'm not gonna miss anything.
You won't feel bad. Like, you're not gonna feel gross when you wake up.
No,
you're. You'll
be
rested.
Happy. Everybody else in the world will feel like shit, and I won't feel quite.
The only
as
problem
much
is
shit.
With it. Now you got to deal with those people that feel like shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, we'll have a colony of drunken, hungover people in the morning. But
hopefully, they'll just like rage bet something because they feel like shit, and then
they'll
you guys
chase.
Will win.
Chris,
chase yeah, they'll right chase. Before. Yeah,
were you in our conversation? I think it was yesterday when we were talking about New York. Were you in that conversation talking about New Year's Eve in New York?
No, but that would be the last place I'd want to be.
Well, I was going to say I knew you were really
disappointed.
Did we not
really talk about that on the radio?
I thought we did, but I could be wrong. We might have been talking about it beforehand.
Going to Times Square and peeing your pants for 2 hours?
I don't think we... Oh, no, maybe we did. I know Hoppy was talking about it this morning. He said it was the most overrated thing he's ever done in his life. And mm-hmm. I don't even... To me, I don't think it's going to Times Square. I don't even think it's overrated. I think anybody with the right mind understands that would be absolutely miserable.
Once again, like, yeah, it's a neat place to go, like, in the middle of the summer, sometime when it's not, ooh. Or even if it's winter, but just not that night.
I wouldn't even want
to
go to New
I'd
York.
Much rather go to Nashville.
New York's fucking overrated yeah. to begin with.
But what do you go and you just wear Depends?
Yeah, $75 diapers.
Because you, can, I mean, if you do, I mean, if you, you know, they have all those barricades. If you're up against that, you
yeah,
know,
you're
like in
moving.
The front row. Well, what do you do? Yeah,
perfect spot to get blown up, stabbed,
yeah.
pissed on.
I guess that's another thing you got to think about.
I guess they heighten security to an
no,
immense
No, I mean, they
level.
Do. They do because of the situations. But still, there's nothing guaranteed there. I mean, mm-hmm. That's no. there's you're wide open. It's a shooting range.
Yeah.
I mean, if you, I mean, somebody does what they do, yeah, or that Vegas, that shooter up in the hotel. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Did you see that one in that Christmas village, that
yeah,
German Christmas
yeah.
village?
That happens
those people
in Europe
just,
a lot.
And I was thinking about that because I was talking about my experience of the Christmas factory. Like, you, there's always, regardless of where you are or what you're doing, you can't help but have that little nugget in the back of your head that says, one of these people in here could just pull a gun out of their backpack and blow my head off.
I worry about that going to church.
Yeah.
I know that's yep. terrible, but, like, I seriously am, like, when I'm in church and, like, especially post-COVID because they have – for whatever reason, they lock some of the exits at St. Vincent's, and like to me, that's like really dangerous.
Yeah,
because like you're just asking. I mean, not even just is there a shooter or something, but there's like a fire. Yeah. So I think it's incredibly dangerous, and I'm immediately trying to think about, all right, so if somebody comes flying in here, now your bullet's going. Like, well, what's my plan of action? That's disgusting that I have to think like that, but it actually crosses my mind, especially on the holiday masses where there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Matt, you're troubling. 100% right. I've done the same thing, and it was pre-COVID, but I went to Mass at Cathedral downtown on Christmas Eve, and it was packed, and there had been a rash of church shootings, I think, down in South Carolina, that kid. And the bishop was doing the Mass that night, and you know, you're always worried. You got probably 500 people in that church, whatever, and there were a couple of not sheriffs, but a state policeman in the back of the church. I don't know if they were just there to go to church, but I looked behind and I thought, wow, I felt a lot better. And that shouldn't even enter into my mind.
Yeah, that's a relief.
I mean, I used to think about that sitting in school at Park. I would sit, it's when we would get those bomb threats and stuff like that. I would sit in class and I would just go, if I heard shots right now, what's my game plan? And I would go, like, I would just kind of dissociate for like 10 minutes, totally daydreaming about my process of what I would do should somebody come in there. Like, am I going to get up and run out of the room or run down the hallway, go after him? Am I going to throw my desk against the door? Mm-hmm. And of course, none of that ever happened, but it's just kind of that inside your head.
I always think just go to the window, jump out the window.
Chris.
You have a better shot of jumping out of a two-story window, I feel like, than.
Not me.
Against a guy with a gun.
I got bad ankles. today, Chris, you could celebrate New Year's Eve, which as we normally celebrate. You could also celebrate Hogmanay, which is a Scottish word that means the last day of the year. You could also celebrate International Solidarity Day of Azerbaijanis. We're joining Azerbaijanis all over the world and saluting their beautiful country today.
Well, there's a few less of them after that plane crash that was had last week.
Make Up Your Mind Day. I don't know what the hell.
Is it? What day is that?
Today.
Wow.
Today. Make Up Your Mind Day.
These are all like holidays?
It says on December 31st every year, people across the United States observe Make Up Your Mind Day, deciding on some important resolutions for the coming year. What a horrible day to
waste your time on.
I also think this is all just stuff that's related to New Year's Eve, because this is National Champagne Day, and it says people enjoy sipping on this bubbly beverage, but the only reason you drink champagne is because of New Year's. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that's why they have it there. National Heroes Day. Learn about the man whom the East Timorese view as the luminary of their independence movement.
Fucking East Timor has his own holiday?
No Interruptions Day. That's not fucking true. An observance of No Interruptions Day, put your phone on Do Not Disturb throughout the workday.
Oh, that goes over well.
Restoration Day in Geneva. Get ready to fly your inner political geek flag proudly for this Restoration Day. I guess it's also Unlucky Day. Unload all the bad from this year and get ready for the upcoming one. A couple more. World Peace Meditation Day. I could probably use that a little bit.
Yeah, they should try that in the Middle East. Lebanon.
And then it just says Anthony Hopkins' birthday.
Oh.
Celebrate that one.
I'm going to go back to the...
Oh, Donald Trump Jr.'s birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Dickhead's birthday was yesterday.
Who's that?
Or maybe it's today. Dickhead LeBron.
Oh
yeah.
What about Donna Summers, Chris?
P. Diddy's right-hand man.
She died.
Is she dead?
She's been dead. But when was her birthday?
Gabby Douglas.
Oh, gymnast.
A gymnast.
Jubba, I want to go back to Times Square. Why do they not have bathrooms in Times Square? Like porta potties?
Can you imagine what a porta john would look like?
They'll probably overflow with feces and make it even worse.
It says that 1 million
people will knock them over. It wouldn't turn out
well. And you can't drink. I mean, in the streets, can you? I think maybe if you're in a saloon, not a saloon. But
Times Square famously doesn't have porta-potties, and with an estimated 1 million people expected to watch a ball drop on December 31st, hotels and restaurants will likely turn travelers away So you can't go into restaurants, can't go into bars.
Yeah, what
no
if you
porta potties
all the way in the middle of that? You just had to take a dump. Like, what would you do?
And they say you
do it on the
or if you walked into the restaurant or the bar, and
you're
say,
like,
no, you're,
"Sir, please, I can't. I have to go." And he says, "No,
you just go shit on right this, there."
I mean,
bar.
It
just
says
shit on his fucking floor. I mean,
I don't understand the allure of this. What is it like to watch a stupid ball explode?
It
says, I'd rather watch it.
Explain. Albeit a potentially dangerous one, is to not drink liquids throughout the event to prevent the need for a bathroom trip.
Oh, good. Then I'll
dehydration. But how long can you go? Even if you,
yeah, I mean, how long?
What's the purpose?
Yeah.
Of being out there, if you're not drinking.
Hey, it's also John Denver's birthday today.
John,
good guy.
John Denver
is full of shit.
Who is
John Denver?
What
yeah,
do
like,
you do?
I remember.
He's full of shit.
When yeah, it, wait.
In,
yeah,
in
well,
the, in the Dumb and
oh,
Dumber.
Yeah,
and Dumber.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the Rockies would be a lot rockier than this. Yeah.
Chris, another thing that I wanted to bring up, because we've talked about it before on this show, and it was a big part, and I know you like this a lot, and we just had the number one guy on the list go the other day.
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy Carter shut it down.
Yeah.
He made it to 100.
On the death list, and I was looking. Six of the 50 from this year have died, and it says 2020 holds the current record of 20 deaths for
say,
the death
what
list.
What is it this year? Not many.
Six out of 50. So
that's a bad year.
Jimmy Carter, who was 100, he was number one on the list. Six, Ethel Kennedy, she was 96. She was number six on the list. So 2, 3, 4, 5 all made it through. Glynis Johns.
She was an actress. Yeah.
Yes, 101.
Oh, your boy Chris.
She was number 15. Derek Draper, number he was 57. He was a political advisor. He was 20 on the list. Bob Newhart, 95. Yeah. He was number 30, and then number 49, Franz Beckenbauer. A footballer. He was 79.
Chris, where was
so
that?
Only six.
What was the website that they had like funny sayings for the people that died?
Oh, in, Matt had.
Oh
that.
My God, it was so good.
Yeah, because like when it. Bob Barker died, it said something like,
"And great, great
Bob, come on down or whatever." Or the,
yeah,
and yeah,
the
there
price
was
is
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Matt found that. That was,
yeah, there
that
was
really
one.
Funny.
It was like we were going to come up with something funny for this one, but we came up with nothing. But he's fucking dead. Or
yeah,
something
it was
like
Ken
that.
Starr. It said they said.
Oh, yeah,
they said you should never say anything bad about the dead. Ken Starr's dead. Good.
Oh, what is that?
Well,
I can't remember.
Is it
what
the
that
Death List
was.
Forum? Is it the forum? Maybe.
No. Was it Death List?
I mean, the Death List is the main website.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well, Matt, at least Jimmy Carter lived long enough to know that he was not the worst president ever.
No, he was bad, but he probably
no,
wouldn't.
But I mean, at
what
least,
did he
at
do?
Least,
that was
at least he was a humanitarian. He was a good person.
What did he do that was significant?
Jimmy Carter?
Yeah.
Not much.
Nah, he kind of botched the Iran.
He had a
hostage.
Lot of botched things. I mean, I'm not saying, like Chris said, he was probably a decent guy. But,
yeah.
But
all right, we're talking about death. So who do you think would win in a boxing match in their last week of their life, Jimmy Carter or George Bush? The
oh,
HW?
Oh, Jesus.
Versus who?
Jimmy Carter.
I think they both die.
I think Bush.
You yeah, Bush probably would win. Yeah, he threw out a pitch once.
Bush would fight dirty.
Because didn't he passed him as the oldest living president, correct?
Yeah, Jimmy Carter.
So
did.
Jimmy's now number
He's
one.
He's number one. He made it to 100, which is pretty incredible.
How close was he to 101?
I think he just turned 100, I
he's,
think.
He was born October 1st.
Yeah,
I
think he,
up,
yeah.
So he hadn't been 100 for very long.
Yeah, he just turned 100, and he. I don't know if I want to make it that long. If I'm in the state he was in, I don't know if I want to make it.
Job,
that
I
long.
Think it's stiffs.
That's what it is. 100%. Yeah.
The newest stiff, Jimmy Carter. I don't know what they say about him on here.
Oh, Jesus.
Greg Gumbel was on. I was sad he died. I didn't mind him.
Yeah, and they always talked about.
I wish his brother would have died.
Yeah.
I hate Brian Gumbel.
Yeah,
fucking asshole.
Yeah, because he was the voice of Selection Sunday on CBS.
This just says Jimmy Carter, and then the caption is
all nuts.
Oh, because of the peanuts. The peanut farmer.
Yeah. Some of these ones on here are just unbelievable. I don't know. Whoever came up with this is a genius.
How about this one? Rocky Colavito.
Thought
only Babe Ruth had a curse named after him. Look this guy up. Fun.
Who is that?
Rocky Colavito.
I know he was an Indian's great, but I can't believe if it was him or another guy that got beaned in the head and it's. I can't remember if it was Rocky Colavito. Why did he have some unfortunate things happen to him?
What about
Chuck Woolery?
Woolery died.
Was Gina? Who's Gina Rollins? Was she? Actress. Did she drink a lot or something?
I don't know.
The caption is "A woman way under the influence."
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much. Was she an English actress?
Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Oh yeah, the sex doctor.
Yeah, it just says pervert.
Donna Summer, they just have Last Dance.
She was only like 63 when
Shelley Duvall from Popeye to The Shining. Talk about range.
She's a very unattractive woman.
Amarillo Slim, he died at 96 on December of, April 29th. It says Amarillo Slim. And getting slimmer all the time.
Jeez. Glynis Johns, who Jared had just mentioned on, I think it was the first death of the year on Stiffs, says, as usual, we start off this year with a banger. This chick lived to 100, had no scandals, no craziness. Sure, four husbands, but she didn't cheat on one. Come on.
That was Glynis Johns?
Yeah. Yeah,
Rex Allen. Who's he? He got a cowboy hat on. Rex Allen. Reports say that he was accidentally run over by a woman who's described as either his caretaker or his friend. Whichever it was, she wasn't very good at either.
That's actually really good.
This one's Charles Osgood.
Oh yeah, from.
He says, yeah, broadcasting Hall of Fame and all that, but did you know he was the narrator on Horton Hears a Who?
I didn't know that one either. I like Charles Osgood.
It's just, you think about the guy, whoever's the writer for this, like I said, is a genius, but how would you come up with this, and how do you get it? How would you possibly get to the point where you, number one, get people to come and look at this website, but two, how do you just come up with all this shit that, like, it's so, and they're so small, the captions are so small, either he's got a team of writers or he's just an absolute genius.
Yeah, I would love to know this, because I would love to be involved in this.
Oh,
how about
God.
This one, Pope Benedict? This one's bad. Pope Benedict, he was a really good pope as far as ex-Nazi child beaters go.
Wow.
Now, oh, could we do our own could we do a competition? But like we said, if you had Jimmy Carter, you don't get as many points, right?
All right, yeah. So the older they are, the less points you get. So if you were to pick, like, which guy died from Friends?
Oh,
Perry. So like he'd have been a. Really?
Yeah, like he'd have been a mass. Like, so you could pick some real long shots.
Yeah, because there was him, and then there was another guy that died this year that was young, that was a rampant drug user who I saw some people cash on these lists.
So like,
is there offshore betting on this stuff?
Oh
like,
yeah,
real?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's sick.
Real money. Yep.
That's incredible. That's... I want to look this up now.
I saw an interview with a guy that did the booking for some of that, and some of the stuff was absolutely hysterical. Like how much some of the bets, like he would reveal like how much someone put down on this and how, like, you know, pretty much some people have inside information on this stuff, and just incredible head to head amounts of money that people would bet to see who would die first.
Crazy. Oh my good God.
Well, I bet who would be some of the people on the list for 2020?
Well, I'll tell you right
Carol
now.
Carol Burnett probably is
the
on
top,
there.
The top rated guy, like Jared said, Jimmy Carter was really, like, here's this. The guy that's winning the Stiffs contest for the year had these. So you pick 10. He had Jimmy Carter, Willie Mays. So Willie Mays died in 93. Sonny Rollins. I don't know who that is. Robert Duvall, who's 93, still alive. Shannon Doherty was a huge casher.
Yeah.
She had been sick. Toby Keith. He had Toby Keith. He had Glynis Johns. He had Shannon Doherty. And
why would
Peter Angelo?
Why would Shannon Doherty be a good one? Because she had been battling that. She'd been had breast
cancer because
for
of her
years.
Because her age, 53, you get less, you get more points for the younger they are. Oh. Now you do subtract off her terminal illness. I was researching a formula for this. It sounds horrible, but Mel Brooks and Tippi Hedren were on that guy's list. Tippi's still going.
She's, from the Birds?
Yeah. And let's see, another guy.
How old is Mel Brooks?
97. Jimmy Carter, Shannon Doherty, Ethel Kennedy, O.J. Simpson, 76. He had him. Somebody's got Harvey Weinstein on here. Dick Cheney's a high draft pick. Alan Greenspan.
A high pick. Hey, back in 2020, I was looking at some of these. This one's really bad. People aren't going to like this one. This is Alex Trebek. Mm-hmm. He died at 80. It says, I'll take incurable diseases for 2,000, Alex.
Oh, my God.
James Randi. He was a magician, and he like debunked a bunch of those frauds, like those guys that bend spoons and shit. He was, but he was a magician, and it's one word. It just says abracadaver.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Roberta McCain, who I'm sure I think was John McCain's, maybe no. That now she'd been way too old. Died at 108, outliving two of her three kids. Pretty badass, honestly.
That's wild.
Let's see.
It was 108. Jesus.
Eddie Van Halen is on here, and it just says running with the devil.
Yeah.
Chubb, I see David Attenborough's on a lot of these. Dick Vitale.
Yeah, David Attenborough's going to go soon. He's going to go soon. I'm actually surprised he's still alive.
Dick Van Dyke, he's like 99.
Yeah.
I think he's two on the list.
Well, you know
I think,
what I
right
liked
now.
on that list? I think it was the one that we referred to a lot. It had how many times they'd been on the list, and like if it's their first time or they've been on there multiple times, and what their highest ranking was. Jeez, but yeah, Dick Van Dyke's probably been on.
Somebody had Terry Garr on there. I didn't even know she was sick.
Yeah, she died at 79. That was recent.
Yeah. Mary Swanson's stepmom.
You know what? the movie Cocoon?
Yeah. I mean, this is an old movie.
This was for Wilford Brimley back in 2020. Believe it or not, in 1985, he was 20 years younger than all the other actors in Cocoon. So I guess he looked old in the movie.
The diabetes. Yeah. He's a diabetes guy.
Regis Philbin, the caption is just, final answer.
Yeah. Boy, somebody drafted Ron Jeremy on one of these, too. He's 71.
Yeah. He's a gross human being.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll shut it down here soon.
Yeah.
Who?
The Hedgehog.
Not Sonic. Ron Jeremy, the porn
star. Oh, yeah, Jesus. That guy. I always call him he was like the Captain America of the Avengers. He was the first Avenger.
And he just looked so slimy and greasy.
Like I don't know how any of those girls.
Think he was pairing women up? Say,
they had to get done with whatever they were doing and just was like, what did I just
Why'd
do?
Why'd you pair me up with that goof?
Because his cock was like a telephone pole. Well, that's probably why. Yeah, I think that's why he made it into the movies. I don't think it was because of his looks above the waist.
He's a horrible pig.
Beer belly, greasy hair, horrible.
There was a video of him. He was at like a comedy show, and he was drugged out of his mind.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yep.
They talked to him. He didn't even know what they were talking to him about.
He ended up getting arrested for rape or something. Or sexual assault. I don't know if he...
I'd love to see him try to prove that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, why does this guy need to try to rape
him? Well, yeah, that's a good thought.
Guy's been in 60,000 porn films.
Yeah, I guess he was on the docket on some court TV. He faces 20 years because he's got charges from a span of a 16-year period and victims that range from 15 to 54.
Jeez, okay. Now that's disturbing.
That guy needs
What happened is Valentine's Day set him off.
We should exactly.
We should put all kinds of money on him because he's a...
Yeah.
I think I think P. Diddy should be a good draft pick this year.
Oh, yeah, that's probably... wonder what his odds
he's
are.
He's going to die in prison for sure.
Is it going to be another suicide Epstein?
Yeah. And then hopefully LeBron will follow.
Yes, yes. That would be great.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that
unhappy birthday, fucking dickhead.
Yeah. back in back to what we're talking. What was I going to bring up? I was just going to bring something up about today's tradition,
New Year's festivities.
Yeah, today's New Year's festivities.
And Matt, and speaking of LeBron, you know, they play the Cavaliers tonight, and on that rolling ticker there, ESPN, it said it'll be his first game at age 40. So I'm sure that fucking dickhead, maybe not tonight, but one of these games, he's going to go out and do like a triple-double so he can be the first guy that ever did this at age 40, because LeBron has just only always been about himself.
Always has.
Fuck,
always
why he can't shatter his fucking leg.
No, he's using all kinds of drugs and stuff, too. He basically gets his blood washed.
Yeah, well, how about when the
that's okay, the but asshole, Barry Bonds can't have a big head and hit home runs.
The asshole, He'll talk about, I think this could be my last year, you know. And then he said he turned 40. Now he made a comment, I could feel like I can play another 5 to 7 years.
Well, good. Hopefully it's his last year on Earth.
Yes.
That's what I'll hope for.
Yep.
The Cheez-Its Citrus Bowl.
Yeah, Matt.
What were you going to bring up, Joe?
Well, I can't remember what I was going to bring up, but the Kinders, Texas Bowl. I actually love Kinders, but your Pop-Tart Bowl. I saw a lot of press about the Pop-Tart Bowl. People loved it.
They did a great job. They've done a good job marketing that the last 2 years, and the game was exciting, and Miami, of course, lost. But, Pop-Tart's done a good job. They really make it interesting.
When I told you guys last year about that, the WVU, when they played in that Duke's Mayo Bowl, I thought they did a great job promoting that product. And with the Pop-Tart Bowl, too, that's great.
Yeah, no,
because Ibis was trying to take a bite out of the Pop Tart.
Yeah, and they retired. Yeah. They ate one of those Pop Tarts.
It was a cinnamon roll. Cinnamon roll. They put them in the toaster, he came out.
Was it a giant one?
It was huge. It was a massive Pop Tart.
It was real?
Yeah, it was a real one. It came out of the toaster, and all the guys got to eat it.
There was a bunch of those mascots.
I like they came out. They had their foil on them, and they ripped them off.
Yeah,
the hot fudge sundae was my favorite. I like.
Well, they had there was the MVP of the game got to pick what Pop Tart would go in the toaster, and they were to retire him, and then they got to eat him.
They would have had to have a lot of those on.
It was all inside this massive toaster, and then
what
the
did he
brown,
choose?
Cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll.
Chris, you'd like a Pop-Tart?
I love it.
I love it.
I haven't had one in a long time.
Neither have I. I haven't had one.
They're so good. I will say, one of you guys said something about the s'mores ones or the...
Oh, my gosh. Hot fudge sundae.
Those are really good, and as far as the iced ones goes, those are about as good as it gets. But I will say, my all-time favorite Pop-Tart, this is going to be very boring.
Uh-oh.
All-time favorite Pop-Tart is no frosting blueberry.
No frosting?
No frosting. When Chris and I were kids, they didn't have frosting.
And
were not frosting.
It
was the inside, the pie filling, inside the little...
It was just like a
and,
raw...
And he had all little holes in it.
They had strawberry, blueberry.
Yeah. That was all we had originally. I remember when they got brown sugar, and then they went with got a chocolate one, but then they didn't have them iced until later on. I mean, I was in high school before they started to ice.
Really?
These things.
So it was just a raw blueberry.
It had all the little pokes in it.
Yep.
Trying to think of my favorite probably would be.
Well, they don't even sell the plain ones anymore.
They do. Yeah, Kroger.
I always look for them. I can't
Kroger.
Find them.
Yeah, look at Kroger. They're like on the bottom. They're on the bottom shelf of the Pop Tarts. Because I saw them and I asked Hannah. I was like, who the hell would ever buy these? Well, now I
like
know.
Me. They were unique. But I will say those ones. The chocolate and the sundae and the s'mores. You don't even need
the chocolate chip ones. Are really good.
Those things.
Brown sugar.
If you look at how much sugar's in those, it's disgusting.
Oh no, that's why I don't eat them.
They're absolutely terrible.
No, I still eat them, just don't look at the ingredients. What? Then you don't think about it.
Well, I used to eat them, and the way I would eat them, every time I would get them, I would take them out of the wrapper. My first one, I would take all the crust off of it, and then I would break it in half and put it together like a sandwich and eat it that way. And that was my favorite thing to do when I would come home from school.
Did you guys ever even toast them?
Oh,
I was just going to ask
sometimes, not often,
because
though.
That took off. Like, for a while, when they were sold, they weren't marketed as you could just pick them up in a store at the school store at Wheeling Park and just eat them without a toaster.
So it was like
a toaster. Like, you had to have a toaster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we must all been too stupid.
Yeah, I don't.
I always, couple times. For the first 20 years I ate them, it was all just toasted. Then everybody eats them. Just pull them out.
We didn't really have in our house until we were probably, I mean, at least later or closer to 20s. We really didn't have a toaster oven, or not a toaster. We didn't have a real toaster in our house until
recently,
because we always had a toaster oven, and using that thing for the Pop-Tarts just really wasn't ever worth it.
No, yeah, so, I agree with that.
But
yeah, the oven.
I can see if I had an actual toaster when I was a kid, I would have just popped them in the toaster all the time. Those things are so good.
They come out hot.
It's number 10 on the list of the Pop-Tarts ranked. I have never had this one. I think it's new. Frosted chocolate chip pancake.
We don't need that.
See, that seems a little... Why not just have the
frosted chocolate chip?
Chip?
Why do you need a pancake taste?
This like flavor was one of my favorite flavors of Little Debbie treats, and they discontinued it, and I'm so disappointed they did discontinue them. Logan Eberhardt, shout out if he would ever watch this. He introduced me to Boston cream rolls from Little Debbie, and I would eat them till I would get sick. But this one, number 9, Frosted Boston Cream Donut.
Never had that.
Never seen that.
Now we get into familiar stuff. 8, I'm disappointed in this. Frosted Hot Fudge Sundae.
That was a
little
8.
That was 8.
What
I
do you
thought
mean
that
you're
needs
disappointed?
To be. That should be higher up on the list.
I think that's a top 3 for sure.
Jarrett, you're not going to like this. Frosted S'mores is 7.
See, that's too low.
Man,
which ones are they going to have higher than
those? Those are top 2 for me, I
agree. I
feel like.
For the new age Pop-Tarts, those ones are two really
Matt,
good ones.
You'll like this if it was unfrosted. Frosted Blueberry is number 6.
Frosted Blueberry, I don't
go with
like.
That.
This one grew on me towards my later stints in eating Pop-Tarts. Frosted Cherry. I really did like the cherry as I got older.
Solid.
This one should not even be on the list because it's new. I don't know why anybody would ever eat this. Frosted Confetti Cupcake is number 4
I've seen
on the list.
That's okay.
This is too much icing.
This used to be, I remember these, they came out during Christmas time many, many years ago. I think they're discontinued now, but it's Frosted Sugar Cookie, and they had a little decal on the front of them.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. Yeah.
This is new. Probably shouldn't be on the list. Frosted Marshmallow Hot Cocoa. Doing too much there. Number 1 on the list is probably the most original of the group. Number 1 is Frosted Strawberry.
Oh yeah, with the sprinkles. You know, I really like Frosted Strawberry. That was good. Those are good. And I got another list here for you.
Well, I was going to ask Chris, what's your list?
These were the most because I was looking up how unhealthy Pop-Tarts were, and I have the top unhealthiest junk foods in America.
Well, before we read that, I was going to ask Chris, you're a huge cereal guy. You're a big cereal guy. Yeah, I remember back in the day we would always talk about Boo Berry and Frankenberry.
Count Chocula.
And I was going to ask you, number 1 as of today, if you were to rank your number 1, what would be your number 1 cereal for today?
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch?
Yeah. Regular?
Cut the top of your roof of your mouth?
Yeah.
They are abrasive. Mine would be peanut butter Captain Crunch.
All right. Well, number 16 on this list, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's 16?
Number 15, Lucky Charms.
That's up. That should be higher. But anyway, that's...
You think Lucky Charms should be higher?
Lucky Charms with a quarter of the marshmallows is good.
Yes.
Too many marshmallows.
No, not enough.
Yeah, I agree, Chris.
You know, they sell it with just marshmallows.
I heard that.
I agree.
It's disgusting.
Hannah got me a little pack of
I like the what are they? The grains. I like that.
Just
they taste good.
You like all the luck, not a lot of the charms.
I don't have any luck. I ate it all.
Number 14, Frosted Flakes. Number 13, Special K
Speaking
Red
of
Berries.
That,
that's
Tony
what my
the
dad
Tiger
eats.
Frosted Flake Sun Bowls on today.
Coach eats the red berries from Special K.
They're good.
Okay. Yeah.
I would not have that. How's that a head of Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
It's not better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And I can only eat like a little bit of Cinnamon Toast Crunch because it's overpowering.
Number 2, Cocoa Pebbles. Or number 12. Number 12, Cocoa Pebbles.
That one just doesn't do it for me. I know you like it, Chris, but I don't like cocoa or Fruity Pebbles.
This was a big one for me. I only had it a couple times in my years, but number 11, Trix. I used to like Trix.
Yeah, Trix is
Trix
good. Very, very fruity.
That rabbit.
Yeah.
Number 10, Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, I love them.
Good.
Love them.
Number 9, the fact that this is above everything is ridiculous, but I guarantee a lot of people might disagree with me. Corn Flakes.
I was just going to say, I wonder if Corn Flakes is going to
be. I don't mind Corn Flakes.
Like, it's basically the same thing as Frosted Flakes, except
a little less sugar.
Yeah, there's no
sugar. But not much.
These next ones taste like ass. I'd never have liked them. They stink. Cheerios.
I love Cheerios.
I can't stand
you don't like them at all?
I can't stand
them. I think
them.
they got like metal shavings in them or
they
something.
Taste like, weird.
Wasn't there a report that they were like they had like these toxins and stuff in them? So, of course, I kept
copper
eating them.
Flakes.
So.
Yeah. Number seven, I've never seen this actually sold by itself. Rice Chex.
Hey, Rice Chex are good.
Rice
I like,
Chex,
I like
corn Chex.
Chex and Rice Chex.
Six.
Chex.
Probably Frosted. 2 year. Healthier cereal.
Frosted mini wheats take the sixth spot. You ever
I
have
hate
those
things?
See, I
those
like
those.
Those
are straight. Those are like really
they
high.
They taste like
high
eating
in
a
iron.
Brillo pad.
They're really high
they
in iron. I think it's like 90% of your daily intake of iron. I
like eating
I know that.
Them. I like eating them without milk. I like just taking.
No,
them
No, that's
out
like
of
eating a big thing of grain. Like
it'd be like what's that shit that like Asian like tradition? I can't think of the word. It's like shredded. What the fuck do they eat? It's not shredded wheat, but they put it
rice?
In their food. No, god damn it. I saw it on TikTok
seaweed?
The other day. No, it, maybe it is shredded wheat, but I don't think it is.
Rice Krispies is number five.
No, I like those.
Chris, you're going to like this one. Number four, Apple Jacks.
Now, I mean, I haven't even seen a box of Apple Jacks in 20 years,
you know,
maybe more.
And I know this isn't, but do you remember alphabets?
Yeah.
You
right, spell
go.
Something?
Now, did you, wait, did you? Did
spell
you,
cuss words?
Is, yeah.
I'm sure you and Tim did that.
Yes. did you?
I can probably
did you
guess
say yeah,
some of them.
Yeah. Did you already mention Fruit Loops? Okay. Uh-uh. All right. I'm.
Number,
so this, what'd you just say?
That was number four. Number four was Apple
Jacks. Those
Jack.
Were good.
Apple Jacks, yeah.
Those number three, Cocoa Puffs. No, I don't agree with that, and I don't agree with this next
Do
one.
Do you guys like Puffs better than Pebbles of the Cocoa cereals?
I never ate them. I never eat any of the Cocoa cereals. I never got into them.
I don't care for them that much either, but I do like the
Cocoa
Puffs
better
than the Pebbles.
See, I'd probably do Pebbles See, over,
like
over
Reese's
Puffs.
Puffs. Same thing, except they're cocoa and then Reese's is...
Yeah, that's your favorite, isn't it?
No, I'm strictly peanut butter crunch.
Oh, that's right,
Reese's
right.
Tastes like shit compared to peanut butter. You have a comparison, those two cereals, and peanut butter crunch destroys Reese's. Destroys it. Beats it. Reese's peanut butter tastes like the kind that's got rat shit in it. It's fucking horrible.
Jeez, Cheerios has metal shavings and this got rat
shit. Well, I still eat it.
No, number Cheerios. Two on this list above almost everything is Raisin Bran.
I don't hate Raisin Bran, but if you look at it, it's not healthy for you. So if I'm going to eat a sugary cereal, I'm eating the peanut butter crunch.
But wait,
it's no
worse. This list is what?
This best ranked.
This is according this top to rank? According to this website called Daily Meal. This is the best ranked on the planet.
I don't know many so people that eat Raisin Bran.
That was
Bran.
Two number one spot. Any ideas?
It can't
Cap'n
be
Crunch.
Not Cap'n
can't
Crunch.
Can't be Life. It can't
not
be.
Life.
Duh, not Corn
is
Nuts.
Is it balls? Fruit Loops? Number
Fruit
one?
Fruit Loops takes number one on the list.
I mean,
I'm mad Kix isn't on there.
Yeah.
I fucking
Fruit Loops
love
are good.
Is good.
I love the smell of Fruit Loops. Mm-hmm. Especially in those like hotel little things you peel open and it just like
I'll say Fruit Loops to me is
face.
Better dry than with milk.
I don't like those
fruit cereals with milk.
I cannot believe that. Cinnamon Toast Crunch was 16
on
that
list. That's a little low for me.
All right, I'm going to read a couple 90s.
No Golden
cereals.
Grahams?
Right, I'm going to read a couple.
Honeycomb?
Yeah. S'mores?
I love
Golden
honey.
Grahams are fantastic.
That new post-s'mores cereal, I could eat it.
Life was
forever.
Okay. I remember Nick used to have Life in his
Cinnamon
house.
Life.
Wheaties is on this list of old
90s. I think Wheaties sucks.
I've never had Wheaties before.
It's trash.
These are all 90s.
No Olympic athlete eats fucking Wheaties. I'm sorry. I just don't.
We got on this list of 90 cereals. I actually brought this up to the house. French Toast Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Nesquik had a cereal.
Oh, boy.
Bart Simpson had a cereal called Peanut Butter Chocolate Crunch.
Chris, do you remember Honey Smacks?
Yep.
I think
they used
I
to be
had...
called Sugar Smacks.
Yeah,
they had to
right.
change it.
Yeah, cool.
They had a frog was their logo, wasn't
yeah.
it? A little frog.
Well, yeah, I remember those.
You'll like these, Chris. Wheaties Dunk-a-Balls. They were these little... It looked like little
basketballs. I remember that.
E.T. cereal. They had an E.T. cereal. Honeycombs. There they are. Post Honeycombs.
Those are pretty good.
I
remember those commercials.
Right when The Lion King came out, they had Mud and Bugs from Kellogg's. Any Rugrats fan? Kids Reptar Crunch.
Oh, yeah.
They have, let's see on this list. They got Halloween Crunch, G.I. Joe Action Stars cereal. These are all vintage.
Boy,
none of the
Frankenberry Boo Berries. Mm.
There's Honey Smacks. Honey Smacks is on the list. They actually still sell that.
Wow.
Honey Smacks is on it. Triples. What's any idea what Triples is? Let's see if I can find any more here that Chris would recognize. Mr. T has cereal.
Yeah. Jesus.
Fruity Yummy Mummy. Banana Frosted Flakes, Ice Cream Cones, Double Chex, Gremlins. Barbie had a cereal. Donkey Kong had a cereal. Urkelos from Steve Urkel. Yeah. C-3POs. Smurfberry Crunch. Dunkin' Donuts had a cereal. Nerds had a cereal. I'm sure all these are really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's Kix. There's Kix on it. Berry Berry Kix.
Yeah, Berry Berry one.
Corn Pops.
Corn Pops were actually pretty good. I liked Corn Pops.
Cinnamon Mini Buns, Pac-Mans, wow. All cereal that you're not going to find today.
No.
How are we even allowed to sell that stuff? It's so bad for you.
Well, we were just talking about all the dyes that were in that Fruit Loops and all those other...
Red 40.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
straight into your blood.
Inject Red 40. Super Golden Crisp. Had a bear on that.
Super Golden Crisp, yeah.
Had a bear on
that. Yeah, but it used to have a different name, but... But what is it called now?
Super Golden Crisp.
Yeah, because that bear, he was pretty smooth. I liked him. He was a pretty cool mascot.
I think the ladies liked him.
Yeah, I'm glad you think that, Matt, because I always thought he
Yeah, he was like a cool. He had his sunglasses on or something.
Yeah, he was street smart. He knew.
He's better than that. Smokey the Bear.
Oh, geez.
Who is this? What's wrong with Smokey
the bear? From that
nothing. He's actually very. He's actually a useful mascot. Him and Mr.
Cool.
Yuck, the two most. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Mr. Yuck.
Don't put that. We used to put those Mr. Yuck stickers on when Jenna was a kid. So I told my mom, I was like, if Jenna keeps pissing me off, I'm going to take these off so that way she'll drink the pledge. if she doesn't see the Mr. Yuck sticker,
that's
immediately will be poison.
Right, because she's too little to. She can't reach the sink. She can't reach the faucet, so she just gets down underneath the sink and I need a drink.
Give me some Glass Plus.
Right.
Yeah. There's no Mr. Yuck on this. So hey, well,
Chris, these are all 80s snacks. Maybe something you might recognize. Hostess Puddin' Pies.
Mm-hmm.
Slice Soda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember
Orange Slice.
Yeah, Mandarin Slice. Orange Slice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's Smurfberry Crunch. TCBY. We had one of those in Warwood.
Yeah, we did.
TCBY short-lived. Yogurt. Very much.
Those are good.
My buddy spilled all the sprinkles all over the floor. Bagel Bites, still a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ecto Cooler from High C. That was from the Ghostbusters franchise. Yep. Quisp.
Yes, that was a great cereal. It was like a little shaped in a little bowl.
Yeah. Quisp.
Quisp.
Crunchy Corn Cereal. It's a guy with a little propeller on his head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quisp.
Quisp.
Quisp. Is that why they call you Quisp? Quisp.
Yeah.
Push Pops.
Mm-hmm.
Lean Cuisine. That's still a thing.
Did this come in those? Oh no, I'm thinking of what came in the blue packet, like the plastic.
Was, the kids
cuisine.
Kids cuisine.
Yeah.
Fruit Wrinkles. You remember Fruit Wrinkle, yeah. Chris?
No.
Jell-O Puddin' Pops.
Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby endorsed them.
No, no.
Yeah, sure. Did. Happy about that.
fruit drink is called Squeeze It.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those things were good. Those are terrible for you, but they were really good.
What were
good.
They? Chuckling.
They were like a high C, but they were in like a, those things. They were,
those were
incredibly
like,
sugar.
What
like,
are those cooler jammers?
They quench your thirst. They were just like
just
liquid
straight,
sugar.
Straight sugar.
It was called Chuckling Cherry. I guarantee
they
had
they
Red
were good.
40 in it.
They were good.
They had the old Doritos are on there. Crystal Light.
Yeah.
My mom, I think, used to like that.
It wasn't very good lemonade.
No.
Dr. Pepper Gum.
Oh, yeah.
Planters Cheese Balls. Toaster Strudels are still a thing. Mr. T cereal. This came out in the 80s. Big League Chew.
Oh, yeah.
You love packing
I'm glad
the lip
I made
of that.
God, I love Big
I'm glad
League
I made
Chew.
A comeback.
Gobstoppers.
Yeah.
Capri Sun Orange, Lunchables, Handy Snacks, Diet Coke came out, Keebler's Magic Middles, Fire Sticks, Sara Lee All Butter Pound Cake.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
But there you go. There's some
might have that at
Grandma's snacks for you. But what are you guys going to get into today on this Christmas, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Nailer game? then home to take it easy while you guys are all out partying your livers out.
Yeah, we gotta get moving anyway.
I gotta ask you, Matt. I saw a good show on Apple. I watched the whole thing in one day.
Oh my!
It was Jake Gyllenhaal and Presumed Innocent.
Oh, it's great, great show.
I loved it. I thought it was great. Good ending.
It's really good.
I was surprised.
Apple shows are
fantastic. Then I watched.
Are you all caught up on Silo?
It's like 10 episodes. Yes, all caught up on Silo.
Oh my! How's this gonna end?
Oh man, our boy. What'd he do?
What's Silo on?
What, Apple. Was that, what was his name behind the door? Solo.
Steve Zahn's guy. Solo. Yeah, Steve Zahn.
Yeah. He's nuts. He's a bad egg.
Yeah, he is. He worried me from the start.
Yeah, that's a fantastic show. Apple does an unbelievable job. They do so good. I watched one with Billy Crystal. Oh, shit. What's it called? Billy Crystal, he's in. All I could hear was Mike Wazowski when he would talk. But, I'll have to get it real quick because I want you to see if you haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
No, I don't think I have. I haven't seen any Billy Crystal shows.
What's it on Apple?
It's a little – I didn't think it was that great, called Before. It was with Billy Crystal. It's about a kid that like is having some issues, and he's like – it's all have to do with like past lives and stuff like that. It's not bad. It's a little – it's a kind of a little bit of a slow burner, but Billy Crystal does a decent job.
Chris, which one are you on now?
Dexter.
Oh, okay.
You finally got that.
Well, I thought you started a couple on Paramount, and then you went to Dexter.
Chris, you said you didn't like because he was real violent. You said you didn't like that.
But it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. So Dexter, and then I was watching Lawman, and the other one you told me about, I started watching it, but I was too tired.
Mayor of Kingstown?
Yes.
That show's incredibly good.
What are these? So, this is on Paramount?
Those ones are on
Paramount.
That's why
I don't have any of these. This time of year, because, you know, you can get caught up on or binge watch stuff like that when it's...
The Agency on Paramount is a pretty good start to that one, too.
Is that a CIA thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Fassbender is outstanding.
One of my favorite shows comes out in January, the second season comes out in January. I can't wait. I think it's in my top five shows of all time. I really enjoyed it. It was a unique show concept. Severance with Adam Scott.
It's awesome.
Such a unique story. It just totally kind of I really like a good mind bender, and this was really in that ballpark. It's such a good movie. He does a fantastic job. Severance comes out, I think, the 16th of January.
Is that an Apple show as well?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's really strong.
I'll give you my Apple sign in, Chris.
No, that's all right.
Watch a few shows.
I mean, there's enough hard to watch.
Apple must be pretty good, though.
It is. The production value on all their shows, I've never seen.
It's like they're like movies. Yeah. It's like their cinematography is like a movie. It's that good. Like, it's, and not to take anything away from Netflix.
No, not at all.
Because originally I thought Amazon was really strong, but I got to have Apple number one right now and maybe Paramount number two as far as show quality goes.
I said this on the radio. I think all those originals from every one of these companies like Netflix, Paramount, Apple, all the originals I've seen have been really, really strong.
And even the foreign ones.
Yes.
So many good foreign ones.
Yeah.
Like our Dark. And, I don't know if you guys ever watched Cleo, but that's a really, really good foreign German show.
Hey, Jubs, like Squid Game season 2.
Now I heard that was a huge flop, and honestly, towards the end of Squid Game season 1, I was kind of getting annoyed.
Yeah,
has it been bad? Have you guys watched?
I've heard terrible reviews. I don't think it's out yet. Is it?
Maybe in Europe it is.
Let me see.
Because I've heard horrible reviews about it.
I don't know how they could do it again. You didn't even watch it, did you?
No, I watched the first episode. I hated it.
I thought it got worse.
I thought it was decent.
It was decent. It was decent, but. It was not the phenomenon that everybody was making it out to be.
No. But then it turns into all these, like, fucking Mr. Beast.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is out.
I've heard
bad
reviews.
I think just one out right now. Bread and water.
The lead actor in that is really good, though.
Yeah, he's really...
He was an acolyte.
And I feel bad because the show is so bad, but
Acolyte
had
some good actors in it, and then just the main character.
I gotta watch a new one, the kids show.
Yeah.
Even though it's... apparently it's just okay.
Cool, he said it's good.
Yeah.
Well,
if he gives it two thumbs up.
Well, yeah, good.
It's got to be good.
any final parting thoughts for the year of 2024?
You guys just be safe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't drink too much. No. Drink as much as you want. Make your girlfriends drive you around.
No, I'm glad I don't have to go out, and I'm going to be at our house, so I can
You guys
I can
are
get
having
torn
a
up
surprise birthday party for Sammy. We already know this is going to be already happened, so
we can say it.
So happy birthday, Sammy.
Yes.
You're getting surprised. Hopefully you were surprised. And then on to a big house party and on to where people are sleeping on the kitchen floor face down.
Yeah.
Going to be a good night.
Glad Chris, I have
Chris,
a bed.
You're going to the Nailer game. I'm going to Nailer game. And then you're going up to the club, huh?
Yeah, for a little bit and see how that all
bringing in a new year with Mr. Kettlewell.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be good to see George. I haven't seen him in a while. And, you know, the back in the day, and I don't know if it's maybe I'm getting older or just, you know, people die off or people don't put as much importance in the New Year's Eve, but you know, back in the day, you'd go up there and probably in maybe other places where it'd be jam packed, like mm-hmm. just elbow to elbow. But I can't remember the last time I was up there, but I know that the crowds were okay, but it wasn't, you know, you wouldn't wall to wall people. So I don't know what to expect tonight. So I'm just going to go up there and celebrate with friends and have a good time.
Are Weeks and Tom going to be there?
I know Weeks is. I'm not sure.
If Weeks
Tom.
Is there, buddy, you might not get out of there before.
Yeah, look out.
Yeah, yeah. Weeks is the devil.
All right, so let's go around. If you could describe 2024 in one word, what would it be?
Awesome.
Shitty.
Wow.
Redemption.
I said. I'll say. Boring.
Because I would say. Your two go together for me. It started out really shitty, and then when Trump won the election, I feel like I had a lift of redemption. Momentum and redemption.
Yes. Yeah.
Mine was so just kind of boring. I mean, I can't really think of anything that – I mean, what was a good of – I mean, other than your win and what else happened? Any big events happen?
Nothing good.
No, that there's election. You're right. November 5th.
Oh, no, I guess there's some kind of crazy things like the drones
some space
and shit.
Stuff.
Like –
Was the submarine this year? That was last year.
That was last year.
I couldn't remember.
Was that the tail end of 23?
Yeah, I think so.
I remember us on the radio when that happened.
Lackluster, I'll say.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? This year's always
good, though.
All right, go, Chris.
And I don't know if you saw this. It was out in Oregon about these two. It was like a 57-year-old and a 30-some-year-old kid died out. And they were from Portland. And they were reported missing. And whoever, I don't know if it was the guy's wife or someone in the family, reported him missing. And they end up finding these two people. But they reported to the police that they went looking for Sasquatch.
Oh.
I swear to God.
They was got him.
And
no, he is real.
But can you imagine, though, saying, well, yeah, my husband and son went out looking for Sasquatch. I just fucking... But anyway,
I don't know, Chris.
Hey, he got
he's
him.
Real.
He
Chris.
Got him. He Chris. Found him. And
then why did nobody find
him?
It's like the Loch Ness Monster. It's
no,
fucking.
They find him.
He's real, Chris.
No, he's definitely real.
How'd they die then,
Chris? He's real.
I think they said it was because
no, wait,
the elements
well,
had
oh, they're
so,
dead.
Yeah, they're dead.
Oh.
They find a remains.
Well, I'd rather have my son, whoever, go hunt Sasquatch and pass away than. Go get fucking butchered
so
up and turn transgender.
You, what if I said to
so
you?
I'll pick Sasquatch over
if
that.
I said, Matt, I got a big thing coming up in July. Derek and I, we made a decision. We're going to go up in the Great Northwest or where we might go.
Alaska
we're Triangle. We're gonna look for Sasquatch. What the fuck would you say to me?
I would say, Chris,
I'm in, Chris.
I'm envious
him,
of
Chris.
You, and I support your venture.
Go get him.
What would Coach say to me?
Coach
you're
would call
a
fucking
you a idiot. Fucking
yes,
moron.
And which I would be. But anyway.
He would
he'd
probably say, if you get eaten alive by Sasquatch, you deserve it.
Yeah.
He'd say,
hey, exactly.
He'd say, what
exactly.
The fuck?
What a way to go. He's real, Chris. Didn't you ever see those beef jerky commercials?
Right. Jack Lynx.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, sorry.
Well, Happy New Year. Yeah. Sasquatch is real. Yeah.
Thanks for watching this year.
We'll see you in the next year. Hopefully doing
Happy
some
New year.
Some other things. But until then, we'll see you here next year
Yeah.
in the Pine Room.
Onward and upward.
Bye. Yeah.